It's a schlissen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to discuss Divrei Torah. And as we do every Erev Shabbos, we talk about the Parsha, and we ask a couple of questions, and then hopefully we're going to walk away with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could really bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas, Vayera, in Perek Yidches, Pasuk Aleph, Vayera Elav Hashem, Belone Mamre, Vehu Yoshev, Pesach HaOel Kechom Hayom. Hashem appeared to Avram in Elone Mamre, and he was sitting in the Petach HaOel Kechom Hayom in the heat of the day. Vayisaino Vayera, Vine Shlosha Anashim, Nitzavim Alav, Vayar, Vayaratz Likrasav. As we all know, at the end of last week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, Avram got the Bris Milah, and we spoke about that last week, that why Avram needed to have that, why he needed to the commandment of Hashem. And then all of a sudden, he just got circumcised, he just had the Bris Milah, and Hashem appears to him, and it was the third day. Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Sotah and Yedalim and Aleph, that it was the third day from the Milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see how he's doing. And all of a sudden, three angels come, and Rashi brings down from the Medrash, V'inei shlosha anoshim, echol levaser at Sarah, one to tell him the news of Sarah, ve'echol afoch at stone, one to overturn stone, which we'll talk about, ve'echol lerefos as Abraham, and one to heal Abraham. Why? She'ein malach echad oseh shtei shlichos. Because one malach could only do one job and not two. The Bali Musa say very nice that we're creating malachim. It's a mission in Pirkei Avos. That we're creating malachim. Every good deed that we do, we're creating malachim to help us, to guide us. And that's what's going here, the malachim. But Avram did not know they were malachim. And the Torah tells us, Vayar, Vayar. And Rashi picks up that why do you have to tell me Vayar, Vayar? We'll come back to it. Why do you have to tell me he saw twice? Furthermore, the Torah goes into great detail how he had these people, he didn't realize they were angels, and he thought they were people, and he gave them, it goes into such great detail, the food that he gave them, going into detail, and we know every single word in the Torah, every word in the Torah is special. There's no extra letter in the Torah. The Gemara Menachos actually goes far as saying that even the tagin, even the little crowns that are found in the Sefer Torah, even that were Dorish. Rabbi Kiva was Dorish, even the little crowns. So why so much detail? Why so much detail what Avram did, the food that he got these angels, that he gave them in Pasuk Zion, it says, Ve'al-Bakarats, Avraham, Ma'ikach ben-Makar, Rak ve'Tov, all these different details, Chema ve'Chalabu ben-Makar. So again, we'll call that 1A and 1B. Why the two Vayars? Why the two Vayars? And furthermore, why such great detail? Then we're told about, again, there's so much going on in all these parashas. They're so jam-packed. Got to pick and choose. And God willing, we'll have so much more in the future years, God willing. Question two. We know that we learn about stone. Perek Yates, Pasuk Aleph. It talks about Roshnei Malachim Sedoma Ve'erev Alot Yashov Ben Bishar Stone. First of all, Lot was also, he learned from the house, he learned from his uncle, from Avraham, what was the difference between a Lot and an Avraham. And furthermore, we know that stone was destroyed. It was turned, as the Torah tells us, Hashem is Yatzara Aretz V'lot Bo V'tzara. The Pasuk tells us in Yates Chof Gimel, V'Hashem Himtir Al Stone, and Hashem rained upon Sodom, V'Alamor Agafris V'Esh. He had sulfur and fire. Right, and we know that the whole city, we all know the whole thing with Lot's wife, she turned into a pillar of salt. Everyone goes and takes pictures with Lot's wife. Can't really touch another woman. We have to know if it's really his wife or not. Right, that big pillar of salt. Actually, it's on the highway. It has its own exit. It's awesome. Only in Eretz Yisrael. You have Lot's wife on the highway. And the question is, it says very interesting, Solveitchik asks, it says, V'Hashem himtir al Sodom v'Amorah. That Hashem, we know Rashi in the beginning of the Torah, in the first Rashi, says that there's a difference between Elohim and Hashem. Elokim and Hashem. And over here, it says Vahashem. Hashem's name over here is Midas Rachamim. So why do we have Midas Rachamim here? Vahashem Himter Al Stom. It's not. It seems that Hashem is going straight up with Din. So if Hashem is going straight up with Din, so then what is... So again, it's very strange. As the Soloveitchik writes, and quoted from Rav Shechter, Nefesh HaRav, that why does it say Vahashem? It doesn't make so much sense. Vahashem is Midas Rachamim. And over here, it seems that he went Midas HaDin. It should say Elokim. It's, Elokim is Midas HaDin, going with a strict judgment. But over here, Hashem says that he destroyed stone. Vahashem Himtir. Midas Rachamim. Destroy stone. Why is that Midas Rachamim? And furthermore, we'll call it 2B. I'm getting a lot of questions over here. We're bringing Yisoides. Yisoides. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Hey Yud Gimel, Ara Midas Ba'adam. There are four types of character traits. Sheli, Sheli, Vishalcha, Vishalcha, Shalach. My property is mine and yours is yours. That's an average person. V'yesh Omrim Zu Midas Stone. This is the character trait of stone. What is mine, and what is yours. What does that mean? What is Midas Stone? Question 2A and 2B. And lastly, at the end of the Torah, we learn about the great Akedas Yitzchak. The great Akedas Yitzchak, we read about in Rosh Hashanah. It's actually my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Give it a shout out to my dad. It's his birthday today. Yeah, it's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Parsha Vayera. And we learn about the great Akedas Yitzchak, which is still part of our lives. We read about Rosh Hashanah, as I just said, but also the Akedas. What was that test? We know that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and I just quoted the fifth parak, it talks about all the different generations. And the Mishnah says, Gevaldik in Pirkei Avos, it says that Avram Avinu, it says that Asara Nisyonos Nitnasa Avram Avinu, Va'amad Bekulam, Lodia Kama Chiboso Shal Avram Avinu, found in Parakei Mishnah Dalit. So there are 10 tests. And there is a major machlokas Rishonim what the 10 tests were. And Kamat, all the Rishonim, Rashi, and all the major Rishonim say that the 10th, the pinnacle test, was the Akedas Yitzchak. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah says that the 10th test was not Akedas Yitzchak. The 10th test was the burial of Sarah, next week's Parsha, Chayei Sarah. And this was the 9th test. What's that machlokas? And since we're in the bees today, we'll say, whose test was it? Was it Avram's test? Was it Yitzchak's test? It's called that case Yitzchak, but the Mishnah seems to say it was Avram Avinu's test. Which one is it? So again, we have a lot of questions, a lot of Yisoides coming out. First question again, is the chesed of Avram, the idea going into detail, what's Vayar Vayar, the two Lashonis? Question two, is that Hashem, it says, Vashem Himtir, and the Hashem, as Rashi brings in the beginning of Bereshis, the first Rashi, Bereshis Bor Elokim, that really Elokim is Midas Hadin, but Hashem destroyed Sodom with Midas Rachamim. No, he didn't. Seemingly he did. That's from Soloveitchik. And furthermore, what is this idea of stone? This idea of Kofen al Midas Stone, the Gemara says in Baba Basra and Daf Yud Beis. That if you think everything is just mine, what's that all about? And lastly, is whose test was it? So last week, we spoke about a very, very important yesod. It was awesome because right after I gave the shiur, I was having some cereal. And the cereal box was opened the wrong way. And it got everywhere. And normally, I would have been a little annoyed. I was a little annoyed, let's be honest. I was annoyed. But I still said, this is what Hashem wanted. Emunah in practice. And again, it was easy because it was right after the shiur. But again, not everything that happens to us in life do we want to happen. But Hashem has a plan for us, which we do believe. But it's Hashem who did this thing. Right? Again, I sing with my kids all the time. They know this song. It's Hashem who did this thing. And as we all know, I write these Siyata Dishmayas. I'm almost coming to my third year of all my notebooks. Wish my kids could read my handwriting, but I do write every. And I had the most, my wife and my family had one of the most amazing Siyata Dishmayas recently. and I'll say it to you, but then we'll come back to the Eusebius. Everyone likes stories. The only thing we remember is stories anyways, let's be honest. But so my daughter was actually one of the first Siyata Dishmayas that I wrote in my notebook. And my daughter broke, my oldest daughter, Shira, broke her foot. And I took her to the emergency room. And it was very late at night. And the doctor said that he thinks it's broken. But she, you know, she's okay, everything's great. And she could walk on it, she could jump on it. The only thing she has to do is put soap on it, you know, to clean it. A little strange. And she was really hurting. But again, he's the doctor. He went to medical school, I think. And she was really hurting her. He said she, you know, wasn't terrible. She'll be okay. And I realized something was off. Because a couple of days later, it kept on getting bigger and bigger. And then, with Siyata, this is not the Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya, within the Siyata Dishmaya. Is that, because then I realized that things were getting bad. So my wife took her to an emergency person. And they said, you have to go to this doctor. Thank God that if it wasn't fixed within a couple days, the doctor said she would have major surgery, pins the whole nine yards. Baruch Hashem, she was fine. She had to wear a boot for a very long time. Fine. Now, a couple weeks ago, my daughter hurt her leg again, a different leg, the other leg. Again, jump rope. You got to know how to jump rope in Israel. And so again, we're kind of traumatized by going to that emergency room. But to get an appointment with a specialist is very hard, so we didn't know what to do. On the one hand, we could go to the hospital. We could be there for hours. We didn't know exactly what's wrong. So we decided that, me and my wife decided we were gonna wait out a day and see what happens. And the problem is, to get an appointment with the doctor takes weeks and weeks and weeks. But again, to be traumatized and to get an appointment with a specialist also. So we didn't know what to do. So we said we'll wait out a day. And they said maybe there'll be some cancellations. You never know. It's not so likely. Can't bank on it, but you never know. All of a sudden, the next day, at around 10:30 in the morning, the doctor's office calls up my wife and said, I just want to call you just to confirm your appointment with the doctor that checks bones. The orthoped, as they say in Hebrew. The orthopedist. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, is this a cancellation? She's like, no, you have an appointment. She's like, I have an appointment? Really? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you have an appointment for your son, Chaim. She's like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that appointment. But Baruch Hashem, she was able to get an earlier appointment like a month ago for him. Baruch Hashem, everything was fine. And she's like, what? She's like, I want to ask you a favor. Can I switch it? I know it's for my son, but can I switch it for my daughter? She broke her leg. And the doctor's like, yeah. The office said, yeah, no, sure. Wow. Emuna. The Ribbono Shel Olam set up 6 months ago that we made an appointment. We didn't cancel by mistake. And all of a sudden, I was telling this story to the secretary of Yeshiva. She's like, Rebloom, I just want to let you know. I know I heard your pants story. The Bachram came to my house. They told me your pants. You lost the pants. You found the pants. Strange story. But all I have to say is that this story is unbelievable. This, yeah, because it's Emun and Hashem. And sometimes things don't always happen the way we want. That's also Emun and Hashem. I just wanted to tell that awesome story. So you have to just like, okay. Anywho. Let's come back to the questions. Because it's all connected. It's all one yisod. The one yisod in life is I have a goal. My goal is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do I do that? That's where it gets tricky. But it's not so tricky because Hashem has given us this beautiful book, the Torah, has given us guidelines how to connect to Him, has given us the opportunity and the ability to daven. And again, we have struggles in our way, but that's what life's about. As the Sol Salanter says, Tikkun Amidus, that we're here to work on ourselves, to build ourselves, to fix the things that we want to work on, and it's very difficult. We're born a certain way, we have certain natures, but our whole tafkin in life is to work on ourselves and connect to Hashem. How does it connect to an Avraham? Rashi brings down Vayar Vayar. Rashi says something amazing. What does it mean, Vayar Vayar? Rashi says, you know what Vayar Vayar means? Vayar means not just seeing. It doesn't just mean seeing. Rashi says, Pasuk Beis, Vayar, Harishon Kimashmo, Vashini, Loshin Havana. The second one means understanding. You know, like when you're talking to one of your friends and like you give him a point, finally he's like, I see what you're talking about. What do you mean you see what I'm talking about? You hear what I'm talking about? What do you mean see? Because seeing is understanding, is going deeper. Not just seeing things on a superficial level, but seeing things deep. Avraham Avinu was the man of chesed. He was the man of chesed. You know what chesed is? Chesed means that you give someone what they need. Not what you think they need, but what they need. And sometimes it's difficult, because sometimes you don't really know what they need, and sometimes you think you know what they need. Sometimes all it takes is asking someone what they need. Giving someone what they need. That's what chesed is, getting out of yourself. Do you know why Avram, you know why there's so much detail of the Avram? Because Avram looked into the guests and he saw what they needed. He was okay. He might not have needed anything. He was okay, but he went and he got threw it down. He got the food and he shucked the cows and he did everything they needed because he felt that this is what they needed. That's what chesed. You know, I came to yeshiva early and one of the bokrim said, Rebbe, I want to make you a coffee. I said, oh, gewaldik, I'll take your coffee. Gewaldik, take me go. He's like, Rebbe, I make the best coffees. I'm like, awesome. He's like, do you want it hot or cold? I said, I like it hot with a lot of sugar and then a lot of milk. So he's like, I'm just going to make it cold. I said, no, dude. Okay, yeah, listen. I want the way I want it. I was being tough with him a little. Again, he was helping me because he's getting me the coffee and it's very nice. Just thinking of someone, which we'll talk about, is also a chesed. But I said, no, get me what I need. Because a lot of times we do chesed, but we do chesed for ourselves. And sometimes it's okay to do chesed for yourself. But you have to know what you're doing. And again, lamaise, at the end of the day, you are doing chesed. Let's not take the chesed away. But in order to do chesed, you have to do what they need. And it was amazing. We made a Shabbaton. Okay, we had 16 bokrim, right? I should talk to my wife, all of them serious nefesh. And 16 bokrim. And again, you know, we have to put in different people's houses, and it's a whole thing, and a whole... And there was one bokrim, so amazing. I told the Rosh Hashiva about this. He was mad. He thought it was great. He took the kids, the people that he was saying, he took the kids to the park. Because he asked them, what can I do to help? And they didn't want to tell him per se, but he's like, I want to take the kids to the park. Will that help you? Obviously it's going to help. So he didn't just do what he wanted. He asked them. And he got something for them. Life's about helping. Life's about chesed. But chesed is about looking deep. Looking what the other person needs. Not what you need. What the other person needs. And that is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, vayar, vayar. Vayar means just to see. But it goes deeper than just seeing. Looking deep. Understanding a person. Seeing what they're all about. And again, there's some people we don't really want to know all about them. They've hurt us. And again, sometimes you have to stay away from certain relationships. That's what life's about. But if you really want to get to know someone, you have to understand them, not the way you think they are. It's very difficult because I see it a lot with my students. They have certain pshatim, they have certain ideas of who this person is. Like we spoke about maybe last week or the week before about labeling. They think that this is who the person is, and then that's who it is. So you're going to treat the person the way you think they are. But it's not so clear. Who told you that's a pshat? Because you thought that was a pshat? Come on. You think you're Hashem? And we think we're Hashem sometimes. We don't really think we're Hashem, but we kind of do. We have to stop labeling. We have to stop, look at the person, understand them. What makes them happy? What do they like? Not what do I like? What do I want to give to them? That's not chesed. You know what stone is all about? Stone was yours is yours, mine is mine. You know, Hashem said, I have to destroy them. And I'm going to do it out of rachamim. You know why I'm going to do it out of rachamim? Because these people, they can't be here. And you know how I'm going to destroy them? I'm going to turn the whole thing into sulfur and destroy it. And we know the Dead Sea is the place of stone. The Dead Sea can, it's amazing. I happen to not love the Dead Sea. Except it cuts, then I go in, it burns me, you know. Ah, you know, I don't go in. I'm like traumatized from the Dead Sea. But the Dead Sea is amazing. There's no fish. There's nothing going on. It's all made out of salt. It's very refreshing, minerals. But it's the Dead Sea because there's no life. You know what chesed is? Chesed is life. Chesed is to give. You know, when you give to others, I always quote this, my principal in elementary school, Rabbi Gross. Big shout out to Rabbi Gross. I don't know if he listens. He's gewaldic. Gewaldic. Not time when you give, you get back. But when you really give to someone, they open up to you and you build a real relationship. Stone was the opposite. Stone was, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And you know what, sometimes, as the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis, Zenene Vezelo Chaser. You could have a case. You could have a case. It doesn't hurt me at all. Zenene. The guy will get Hana from me, and it's not going to do any Chaser for me. There's no reason why I shouldn't do it for him. I just don't want to do it. That's me, the stone. Me, the stone, is not getting out of yourself. Me, the stone, is doing what I want, not caring about the other. That's me, the stone. And that's why stone had to be destroyed. That's why they had to be eradicated. They couldn't be in this world because they represented. That's why it says the Rav, says Rav Soloveitchik, quoting also from a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud, showing that there's a difference between sins and sinners. Most people are not sinners. They're just doing sins. But the people of stone were sinners. Their whole mahus, their whole essence was, I'm just doing for myself. I don't care about the next person. And that's a problem. You can't build a society on that. You can't build a society. And that's why stone had to, Hashem, out of his rachamim, had to get rid of stone. And even though Avram, who's an ish chesed, tried to save stone, he tried to do whatever he could to save stone, Hashem said, there's no merits there. They're destroyed. They can't. So what's the difference between a Lot and an Avram? Lot also had motives. But Rashi brings down from the Medrash, Lot only wanted the guests to come in because he wanted to feel chashuv. He didn't want to give to the guests. He didn't want to, right? The Avram was the opposite, as we just said. Avram was a person of Ish Chesed. He himself didn't need to throw down the stakes, but these people that he was giving it to needed the stakes. And that's why he went all out. That's what Chesed is. Chesed is to look to the next. Rapam writes that there's three ways of giving chesed. Again, there's doing nice things for each other, but there's a lot of ways. One nice way of doing chesed is just to greet someone, say hello. Even if you don't like them, Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos say that you should mekabel adam and save upon your office. Just greet someone. Sometimes Rapam says all you do is smile. Right, everyone's like walking around, like the whole weight, the whole world's on their shoulders. And again, everyone has their peckles, everyone has their things, everyone has their hardships. But just to smile, you could brighten up a whole day, just to smile. One of my Rebbeim, Rav Elk, told me that the Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk, Rav Yehoshua, he has all the money on his head. He has every cheshbin. He's one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Yehoshua, the Brisk Yeshiva, the famous Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Brisk. And he said every time he comes, before he comes to the house, he stops and he says, if I'm going to come in depressed, my wife's going to think she did something at me. She's not going to realize that I'm having a hard day or there's hardships. He said, I have a chiyuv to smile. And he told me every time before he walks into the house, he stops and he smiles. And he walks in with a positive way. And it's hard sometimes. But we got to come in with our, be positive. We have to realize, wow, be positive, smile. Says Rapam, you know, another level of just helping someone is just by listening. We're so involved in ourselves. Just listen. Give someone a little time a day. Let them talk. Why do we have to always talk? We have to listen. It's hard. It's hard for people. It's hard. Some people need to show others that they need, right? They have a chiyuv to show everyone they know everything. Just sit down and listen. That's also a very high level. So what was the test? What was the test of the Akedah? So Rabbeinu Bachai, beautiful, Chassam Sofer writes this also, says, was the test Avram's test, or was the test Yitzchak's test? And he goes back and forth. On the one hand, you could think that it's Yitzchak's test. You know why? Because maybe Yitzchak will turn to Avram and be like, Avram, I know you heard from God, but maybe you misheard. Maybe instead of saying you should kill your son, you messed up a little, you heard it wrong. Instead of kill, you meant not LL, but SS. Instead of kill, you meant kiss. Kiss me, not kill me. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, it was a level of Torah Shebaal Peh. Yitzchak needed to realize that Avram was giving it from Hashem to him. Maybe he misunderstood. It was more of a Torah Shebaal Peh, an oral law. Then Rabbeinu Bechai says, you know what? Maybe it was a greater test. Maybe for Avram. Avram, his whole life was about chesed. We spoke about giving to the other. Avodah Zarah, says Rav Dessler, Avodah Zarah, they would take people and worship them and kill them. That was the greatest form of Avodah Zarah. It was the antithesis of Avram. And he had to go against his nature of being an Ish Chesed. And Hashem says, you're going to have to kill your son, and he had to be Mavato. He had to destroy, nullify his Das. Says Rav Dessler, that was greater, that was a greater level. And that was hard. Whose test was it? I once heard from my father-in-law. When Alan Schwartz, he said, beautiful, I heard in the drasha, he said, Akedas Yitzchak, he needed to bind himself down because he knew it was going to be hard. He was an older man already. Machlok is 40. Different drasha, how old he was. He was an older man. And he said, I need to do the will of Hashem, but I need to bind myself down. And sometimes in life, whole separate shmooze is that we have to bind ourselves down. We can't put ourselves in that situation. If you put yourself in that situation, you're going to fall. We can't be stupid about things. We need to realize if I fall every single time I put myself in that area, if I fall every single time that I'm by unfiltered internet, if I fall every single time, whatever the situation is, and everyone has different struggle points, and I put myself in that situation, you're not being a tzaddik even if you overcome it. You're testing yourself, and we're not allowed to test ourselves. So Akedas Yitzchak, he bound himself down. And he said, I'm not going, I'm going to just bind myself. That was also a great test. So which one is it? I don't know. But they're all hard. It was maybe a test for Avram, maybe a test for Yitzchak. I saw a beautiful shot by the Shemin Atot. I was like that my grandfather had thousands and thousands of Sfarim. And one of the Sfarim he had was the Shemin Atot. I didn't know what the Sefer was. I took it, so it looked nice. Then I see Rishon Razer uses it all the time. Or Fran quotes it. And it was from my grandfather. I see his notes. Unbelievable. And he writes, the Medrash says that after Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak went to go learn in Chamber Ever. What? Come on. After the greatest test, Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be talking about this is what we're all about. Akedas Yitzchak. We blow shofar because of Akedas Yitzchak. You got to go run to the base Medrash. You have to go learn Maseches Bo Metzia. You got to learn Maseches Shabbos. What? What are you doing? So two answers. One answer is because he has to learn the Torah. It can't just be a superficial. He has to go deep. Learn the Torah at a deep level. Understand it. That's what Torah is about. It's not just a book of words. It's a life of Torah. Deep. Understanding. Deep. That's one idea. Or another idea, says in Hashem and Atov, that maybe Yitzchak was going to die Al Kiddush Hashem, which is a very high level. But is it greater to die Al Kiddush Hashem, or is it greater to live Al Kiddush Hashem? Greater to maybe to live Al Kiddush Hashem. It's hard, and we all have struggles. It's Hashem who did this thing. Which test was the last one? Was Pshat Rabbeinu Yonah? Because maybe the inspiration of Akedas Yitzchak is unbelievable, and we have to learn from the inspiration. But maybe the next step, when Avram was faced with losing his life partner, the Sarah, who heard about Akedas Yitzchak and she couldn't make it. And she died. And now Avram had to deal with that. That was the test. After I have a moment of inspiration, Akedas Yitzchak that lasts for generations, for the end of eternity. But now when I come into my everyday life, my wife's not there, how do I deal with it? Real, the hardships. But it's Hashem who did this thing. Maybe that's Pshat Rabbeinu Yonah. But that was the pinnacle. That you learn from the inspiration of Akedas Yitzchak and you bring it into real life. So we have the opportunity to live Al Kiddush Hashem. We have the opportunity to be people of Chesed. People of Chesed. To look what the other person needs. See what they need. See what our kids need. Ask them. All it takes sometimes is just asking them, what do I need? You know, you're a person, my buckle always asks, what can I bring you for, that's nice. What can I bring you for Shabbos? Obviously, you don't have to bring me anything. But ask. If you ask, that's the best way. We can't just decide what that person needs. We need to figure out. Sometimes just all it takes is to ask. Chesed means to get in, understand the person. Lashon Havana. Stone was all about themselves. Selfish. Midas Stone is selfish. I'm doing everything. What is yours. What is mine. I have no connection. I'm not going to help you. If you're drowning, I don't care. And that's why Soloveitchik says that Hashem Himtir, Midas Rachamim, Hashem had to eradicate them. They had to be destroyed because that's not how you make a functional society, especially Klal Yisrael, where we are there for each other. Klal Yisrael is there for each other. And whose test was it? It was a test of Emunah Hashem. It was a test of realizing the Rabbanu Shalom was in charge. Sometimes we have to bind ourselves down when it's hard. But we have the opportunity to live Al Kiddush Hashem. When things get hard for a person, again, like last week, it's Hashem who did this thing, and it's hard. And it might not be so fun, and it's hard sometimes, but we have to believe it. It's Hashem who did this thing. And furthermore, we have the ability to live Al Kiddush Hashem. That means we get out of ourselves. We learn the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah, even if it's hard, even if I don't have so much time. We have to make time for it. We do mitzvahs, we daven, we talk to Hashem, we understand our davening, all things. Sometimes it's 5-10 minutes, just read it in English, understand the main themes, just to understand what you're saying to Hashem. And it's difficult, but we could do it. Let's take a Parshas Vayera. All these major yisoides, how to be a chesed person, whether it's like what Palm says, to listen to someone, really listen. Really, look at their eyes and just listen. Zoom in, and it's hard for some people, but just zoom in. Give them 5-10 minutes. Stop focusing so much on yourself. Focus on the other. Greet someone. Smile to someone. A smile can change someone's day. Don't be like a load just for yourself, for the covet. Do it for the other. Be like an Avraham. Vayar, vayar. Look deeper. Look deep. Learn the Torah deep. Understand people deep and give them what they need. Because it's Hashem, we should learn from an Avraham, learn from a Yitzchak, and we need to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos, and let us keep on growing and studying.